Right now, it is time for us, speaking about being earthbound, to head just about all halfway around the world. It's time to go to India and bring our friend Arjun Singh, who's in Jaisalmer, India. And it's time for Around the World with Arjun Singh via Skype. Good day, Arjun. Are you there, Arjun? We don't hear you, Arjun. It says you're there. That doesn't sound good.
And then boop.
We'll try it again here. We'll see how this works. Arjun, are you there? We cannot hear you. If Gurdar is around, have him give you guidance as to get your microphone on. He can hear me, but we can't hear him. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go right now to the telephone line and Arjun Singh. Hi, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
There you are. Oh, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, to all of you. I can see the pumpkins everywhere on the Facebook and everywhere. I can remember, yes, the pumpkins everywhere. So happy Halloween to all of you. All of you. Happy Halloween.
And it's funny. People absolutely need to look up what, I mean, just apart from the pumpkins, people should look up what Halloween is because it's actually it's actually a pagan holiday. Anyway, what's new? Hello?
I was just checking to make sure the audio was working on that computer.
So what's new and exciting?
Oh, well, we have Diwali vacations. We have the Festival of Lights on 7th of maximum 7th of November. But right now, today, as we have Diwali vacations, but we went to the school today. It's because of a special cause. The schools were open. All the students were called to come to the school. All the teachers were there because we had a very special event today in the morning. And that is, I think you heard about the Statue of Unity.
Yes, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's 182 meters, 597 feet. So this is the day the Statue of Unity which is located in Gujarat, which is about the next state, and it's about 650 kilometers far from us. So our Honorable Prime Minister, he inaugurated that Statue of Unity. So we all went to the school, and a very special day because all about the Statue of Unity, all kind of information given to the students. And this is one of the largest, I think, the statue in the world that is called the Statue of Unity, and very expensive project, $420 million. So you can think it's a big, big statue. Well, for me, it's really a great thing because I have seen Statue of Liberty, and now it's time for me to see the Statue of Unity. Hopefully, we'd like to go to see the Statue of Unity. So it has also a historical importance because that is dedicated to the Indian Independence Movement leader. Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is the name of the person, the Iron Man. He's called Iron Man of India. And so it's in our next state, which is very popular, like the Gujarat, the Statue of Unity. And everybody is now talking about that statue because I think the biggest one, the largest one, and even in the students, we saw some pictures to the students. So it's a big day in India. Everywhere in India, that day is celebrated as the day for that Statue of Unity, and all the teachers and the students were in the school. So we talked about a lot about the Statue of Unity. And of course, I had that honor to just compare it with the Statue of Liberty because as I have seen that, and my students, they have never seen any kind of statue like that. So I got the photo of the Statue of Unity and the Statue of Liberty. I showed them. I had some photos with the Statue of Liberty. So I told them how big it's going to be, Statue of Unity. So a very special day in the today for all the Indians.
That is pretty. So are you going to be able to get Gurdar to go?
Not now, but of course, because now it's going to be very special for all the students. So Gurdar especially told me. So maybe when we have winter vacations or we have summer vacations, we will make a plan to go to see that, because Statue of Liberty is very popular here. Everyone talks about the Statue of Liberty, but it's not easy for everyone to see, so they don't have any idea how it looks like. But when you go to the Statue of Liberty, which is not now very far, see the Statue of Liberty, you have to travel for 15,000 kilometers. But now to see the Statue of Unity, you have to travel only for 600 kilometers. So, of course, Gidra is very interested, and I will definitely make a plan to take him to that Statue of Unity to see that, because it's a big thing, and, of course, it has a historical importance and so much many, because it has become a touristic point, right? You know, I asked one of my friends who was there, and he told me that there are so many restaurants around there, so it has become a special touristic point for all the people, and of course, I think the day will come when the people from all over the world will come to see that Statue of Unity. So, of course, the day will come when me and Girdhar, we will go there to see that.
All right. Well, I got to send pictures, Arjun. Post pictures online.
Oh, yes, sure. Because I just posted on Facebook the Statue of Liberty. You know, when we went to the Armenia, there is a small restaurant, and I saw a Statue of Unity. Statue of Liberty, yes, so I got some photos, so I just posted it on my Facebook page with the Statue of Liberty, but that was not the real one, but just like a small one. So I'm just, when the day will come, I will post it, I will get a photo with the Statue of Unity, so would love to just post it on the Facebook, and I'm just going to post that Statue of Unity on my Facebook page so people can have an idea. So it's really big one, because I can think when I was close to that Statue of Liberty, for me it was huge. It was really huge. And I think it's double than that. So you can think it's about 597 feet. So
yeah.
It's like 182 meters.
It's supposed to be the biggest in the world, so
all
why
right.
not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so the tallest statue in the world. So
right.
Of course, it would be very interesting. And the thing is that now it's good for us, because now we teach about the Iron Man. He played an important role in the Indian independence movement. So now we have one thing to tell to the students. And especially today when I was in the school there, I had a full speech on that great leader. And I told about his contribution in the freedom fight. So I told to my students, and now I think it has become one of the biggest figure in India, because you know, it's a big thing, and so all the students are very excited, and hopefully we get some pictures in the schools and let the students know that what it is. And I would just recommend every student, if they get this chance once in their life, to see that huge statue. It's something interesting, because what I felt there when I was in the US, the same thing. The same feeling when comes to you, and you can think how big it is. So it's really very interesting thing, and I told a lot about that great man, and about that Statue of Unity, and about the Statue of Liberty to all my students. So it was a complete 2 hours to speech session in my school, and all the students really, they enjoyed it.
All right, Arjun, we will check with you next week. Thank you for the update on that, and we'll look for the pictures.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of. Thank you.
That is around the world.
You can find pictures in the news.
With Arjun Singh.